We're looking at the correct handling of a flat iron. Please note that this video is just for reinforcement and does not replace your teacher's instruction. Before using any hot tool, always inspect the cords for any fraying or damage. Never leave a hot tool unattended while it is hot.
It can fall off a stand, a counter, or someone may touch it by mistake, knocking a cord and getting a burn. Professional trade flat irons don't always have an automatic time turnoff, or may malfunction and overheat dangerously when left plugged in for long periods of time. You can also review the manual that comes with your classroom tools to know its unique settings.
Once finished, never unplug the hot tool by pulling on the cord. Remove from outlet at the plug. When you begin using the flat iron, remember to stand directly in front of the area of the head that you are working on. This ensures that how you work is ergonomically correct for your body, but it also ensures that you have full control of your hot tool and its position on the hair.
And always remember the three areas of the client's head that are most likely to get burnt: the nape of the neck, the ears, and the forehead. When using a flat iron around these three areas, always pull the hair out at a 90-degree angle from the head. This will ensure that the flat iron doesn't accidentally rest on the skin and can prevent a burn on the client.
Before placing the flat iron on the section of hair, you must comb the hair first. This will take out any tangles and you will get a smoother finish. It will also ensure that you don't cause unnecessary damage to the hair. Also, a snag in the hair could cause you to mishandle the flat iron and accidentally burn yourself or the client.
Another safety tip is that you must remember to never place the flat iron closer than half an inch from the scalp. This can cause severe burns, as heat can travel up the hair shaft or the hot plate of the flat iron and can touch the scalp.
Before placing the flat iron on the hair, hold the hair on the tail comb. Use the tail comb to lead the flat iron through the hair so that it passes evenly over the section of hair. Keep the flat iron moving slowly, starting from near the scalp all the way through to the ends. But never touch the hair directly after it has been flat ironed.
Professional flat irons can be as hot as 450 degrees Fahrenheit. That's almost 120 degrees Celsius. This can burn your fingers or any skin that it touches. For that reason, always return the tail comb to halfway up the section of hair so that it can rest on the tail comb before you let the hair rest on the client's nape, ears, or forehead. This will also help you reset the comb if you need to pass the flat iron through the section of hair again.
In the event that you accidentally burn yourself or the client, inform the teacher immediately and follow the procedure for an accidental burn. Immediately run cold water over the affected area. If that's not possible, use a clean, wet linen and hold it on the area until the temperature has gone down and the pain has subsided. This will stop it from blistering. If it does blister, do not break it. This can cause infection. Also, don't put any ointments or lotions on it.
All you need to do is get a sanitized, lint-free bandage from the first aid kit and cover the burn. Use tape to hold the bandage in place, but make sure not to put the tape on the burn. That'll hurt. Also, consider that sometimes it's just better to let it air out. And be sure to seek medical attention for severe burns or if you experience unusual discomfort.
Let's do a tool-safe review. Evaluate any hazards in your workspace. Plan how you will be moving around. Think about ergonomics. Check electrical cable safety. Unplug properly. Inspect the working condition of your tool. Review the manual. Don't leave hot tools unattended.
Put the flat iron away when you're done after a safe cooling period. Be focused and aware of your tool action. Know emergency and accidental burn procedures. Clean your workspace and disinfect your tools.